100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was, you'll never believe, well, not exactly in that tone, whatever tone you wanted to pick. Or if you want to go in some other direction, that's fine by me. That's what the challenge is for. And what did we get for this week? Here are the stories.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Revelation. Another day brings with it another newspaper. You'll never believe it. There's a serial killer out there. She turns the page to show two familiar faces from the police evidence board. The girls the police found murdered before I was taken. I survey the room, awaiting the recognition and inevitable horror. There's nothing. Don't you recognise them? I ask incredulously. Every girl shakes their head. I look around and realise our man isn't who I thought he was. My mind races. Do the police know by now? So, what is he? Is anyone actually looking for him? I keep quiet. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's my story. It's called Charlie. Hey, listen to this. You'll never believe what I saw last night. Charlie, out on the town, with a blonde bimbo half his age. You wouldn't credit it, would you? Charlie, of all people. Good luck to him, I say. Can't help feeling sorry for his missus, though. At home, all alone, while he's carrying on behind her back. Poor thing. I left the group to gossip amongst themselves, then sent a text to Charlie's daughter. Take your dad down the pub again tonight. That would leave the whole evening free for me and his missus to have fun again. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. You'll never believe what the crow said. Crows don't speak, someone shouted from the back of the room. He continued to explain. Some listened in silence. Many mocked him. It's coming. We need to prepare. But who was coming, and why? I don't know. A group fled to the mountains. The rest just went home. The next day, a giant shadow covered the town. Blind! We're all blind! This lasted 100 years. Then the shadow lifted. When the crow returned, they listened. They worked together. They were prepared. The crow smiled, whispering, "No need for a shadow this time." This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories today are... they have no titles. Okay, well, I guess so. So the first story for 9:33 and the second one for 8:50 respectively. You won't believe it, but I just met the Pope at the Venetian. He was playing craps in one of the far back rooms. Had a bunch of the Holy See guys with him. Sure, they were all in some sort of disguise. Lot of bad facial hair, sideburns out of the 50s, goddamn mullets. Pope in front, party in back. Sure, I know the news said he was in hospital, but I'm telling you, it was the Pope. He even let me blow on his dice. What was the tip off? No one wears red Pradas like His Holiness. And the second story, Prop 950. What was a Prop 950? Concertina and pacing. Of late, my favorite classical piece is the music Liberé Tango by Astor Piazzolla. It is the music currently playing in the background. Very Latin in flavor. There are dozens of videos on the net with concertinas soaring at a blistering pace. Some include demolition tango dancers. This is not your father's accordion. Actually, the key pattern is different. Concertinas have key operation parallel to the bellows travel. And the accordion has key operation perpendicular to the bellows travel. Concertinas feature buttons at both ends of the instrument, whereas accordion buttons are on the front. I wonder if Weird Al has recorded a version. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
You'll never believe the pain I can inflict upon you. Just imagine how it feels to have your finger and toenails slowly peeled off, or to have acid pumped into every orifice. Or maybe I'll stick matches in your eyes, then set them aflame. And that's just for starters. I want you to know exactly what lies in store for you if you dare to try that with me ever again. Some things you just don't do. So, be a dear. Make me another cup of coffee. And this time, if you know what's good for you, only one sugar.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 933 with the prompt of You'll Never Believe. Anyway, the Pariah 3 just went live on Kindle, and it will be 99 cents until Tuesday of next week. So if you're interested at all, go check it out. So here's my story. A SWAT agent approached Bilbert. He shook his head grimly. You'll never believe we have a teenage shooter in our county. How many mass shootings have we had in America this year already? What is this country coming to? He looked at one of his men and nodded to Bilbert. Cuff him.
It wasn't me.
Bilbert struggled to point as the driver disappeared into the trees. It was that guy. Seeing no one where Bilbert indicated, the officer said, We'll hear your story when we get downtown. They dragged Bilbert past the car rack to a waiting squad car. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I try not to eat too late these days. Best to let food settle for 3 or 4 hours before laying down or sleeping. It makes naps difficult, impossible. And if dinner slides a bit later, well, it's best to have a light salad or soup earlier and then reschedule. Otherwise, it's a dessert of antacids. And certainly not any coffee or anything harsh on the stomach. Too many times and you can kiss sleep goodbye. Can you call in sick? Good. Check for a series to stream, bundle up, and keep yourself awake a bit until the food goes down.
And there you have it, all of your 100-word stories for this week on the topic of You'll Never Believe. If you want to see the text of the stories, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and there will be links to those who sent in links. You can even send in links to random things. I don't mind. So what's the topic for next week? That's a good question. I totally forgot. Register. So, I guess that topic didn't really register with me. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click Weekly Challenge, and you'll see instructions on how to be a part of the Weekly Challenge. Although that's kind of weird because all of you keep coming back week in, week out, and who are the new people? I guess, you know, not really ranking high in the Google searches, and I'm not going to play the game. I'm just going to keep going. How about you? Thank you for still being a part of this after all these years. Let's keep going. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief.